All right, we are on above the Metziah, Samech Ches Amar Aleph, Amar of Ashi, a couple lines down, fourth line, Amar of Ashi, Amruli Save de Masa Mechasya. The elders of Masa Mechasya said, they said to me, Stam Mashkanta Shata. If a person gives a collateral without giving a time period, then the default is 1 year. L'may Naf Kamina, who cares? What does it make a difference what the default time period is? If the lender has eaten from that field for a year, so then you can remove him from the field so that's the minimum time period you have to allow a collateral to be in the possession. I assume this means a land collateral. Otherwise, it could be different. But why is it called a mashkanta? Deshchuna gabe. Shchuna means like it's deposited.
It says
it's resting.
So it says the word stems from the root shchen, which means to dwell. That is,
right,
the same property dwells with the lender.
Uh huh. Like shachin. Yeah. L'may Nav Kamina, L'dina Devar Mitzra, for the halacha of Din Devar Mitzra, that if a person is selling a field, so then the neighbors get first dibs? Isn't that what that means? What does that have to do with this?
The neighbor enjoys a preemptive right to purchase a property over the other potential buyers. The lender with whom the property dwells is regarded as the closest neighbor.
I really don't know what that means. I guess if he's the one that's currently holding the collateral, he gets to be a person. He gets to have first dibs on buying it if the guy wants to ultimately sell it.
It says the Chachamim enacted that if someone sells property, his neighbor who owns an adjacent property has the first option to purchase. Chachamim based this ruling on
I think it's talking about the malve is considered like a shachain, meaning like we said before, the word, it comes from shachain, meaning like someone who dwells there. And the point is that the malve becomes a person who's like dwelling there. It's not really Din Dvar Mitzra. It's not the same thing. It's not like a next door neighbor or an adjacent field, but the malve is considered like an adjacent field to the extent that he gets first dibs if the borrower wants to just sell it off. So then I think I know what it's saying. Meaning if you're getting to the end of the mashkon, you're getting it to the end of the time period, and basically it's going to revert into, he gets to keep the land. Right, the malva, if the lova doesn't pay it off, the malva gets to keep the land. But the problem is that shouldn't we see that as like a mechira and ask the neighbors first? So no, but the fact that the malva gets it, he's like a shachin, he gets also first dibs, so he doesn't have to forfeit it to the neighbors at the end of the mashkon period. All right, Amar Rava, leis hilchasa lo kitarshe papunai v'lo kishtari mechoznai. What does that mean? Kitarshe papunai, kitarshe Rav Papa. Rav Papa would sell to. Is this a reference to something we said a couple of days ago? Okay, let's keep reading. The halacha is not like Rav Papa. Rav Papa would sell beer, right? That we did say this a few days ago. We'd sell beer in Tishrei based on the price of Nisan because it didn't matter to him that he could hold it and wait until then. And he thought there was no ribbis. So we don't pass him like that. We say that there would be considered like that would be considered like ribbis. Shtari mechoz nai dezak fele l'rav chakarna v'kas fele b'shtara. They would calculate from the beginning how much profit they would make from the principal, like say, by inflation, like what profit?
They supplied goods to their agents for sale on a profit sharing basis, calculated their share, and then drew up a note against the agent for the entire amount. So let's say they gave their agent
they would sell
in the amount of $1,000. They said, okay, we're going to make $1,200 on this deal. And so once you go out and sell all this stuff, we're going to make, you're going to get $1,200, of which my share is $100 and your share is $100 of the profit. Mm. And so you'll give me a note to begin with. You give me a note for $1,100.
Uh-huh.
Which sounds crazy, but that's...
So they're partners, but only one of them is the supplier?
Well, at least as explained here, one of them is the agent. One of them is only the agent, so, I mean, they're...
The seller, you mean?
One of them owns the goods.
Okay, it's an owner and a franchisee. Is that what we're talking about?
What's the right word? A factor?
I forget what that is. I don't know that word. I'm just saying, like, there's the owner of the company, and then there's someone who works the store.
Call him a commission salesman, yeah, if you will.
Okay.
I give the commission salesman.
Right. All right, so, okay. So, mi'emar dehava ravcha. Is that really considered, like...
differently there or not.
What does this mean, mi'emar dehava ravcha? Who knows that that's going to be the real profit?
That there will be a profit.
Right, you can't assume that the...
By having this merchandise note, will sell. They're taking interest.
It could be, yeah. That's what we would call, I think we've talked about, that's ribis mitzarechet, right? Ribis mitzarechet, we said, was one of the possibilities, is it could be ribis, but there's another possibility, it won't be ribis. So that goes to that machlokas. But he's saying that that's, or the Gemara is saying now that that's not the halacha. Amar le mar bar ame mar le ravashi, abba avid hachi. My father, ame mar, we do this. Ki asu l'kame meheman lehu. If the sellers come in front of him,
the salesman, let's say,
right, and they say there won't be any profit.
Well, there was no profit.
Oh, they said there was no profit. So then
he believes them.
He just believes that there was no profit. Why would you not believe them?
Because he has, on its face, he has a note from them.
Oh, you're saying that they wrote the note.
Example, he has a promissory
note. Okay. Aved Hachi means he actually did this. And then they came, they said there was no profit, so he believed them. Amar lei, tenach hecha te'isali today, ishach v'nafo shtar kama yas miyamai. So tenach, it's fine when he has the note.
When he's alive.
Ise l'dide means something is to him, no? Tana hecha to isa l'dide. When there is, no, I think it's saying when there is profit.
Maybe they translate it here as my father does so when they, brackets, agents come before him, brackets, and declare there have been no profits, close brackets.
Yeah, in the next part, though.
He believes them. He replied, that is well while he's alive, but what if he dies and the notes are transferred to his heirs?
Okay, the point is that he's believing and he's willing to accept the fact that he didn't make any money on this, and he's not going to extract any profit because of the, you know, because he has a whole, he has a note that said otherwise. But what about the orphans who don't, you know, the children who don't know any better? So Gemara says, "Have kishkagash yotzim lifnei ashalitz pasuk in Koheles v'noch nafshi da'amimar." I do not know what that means. It is a mistaken thing that went from before the ruler.
And a maimer died.
Okay.
I don't know what
that sounds like. They did the wrong thing.
The implication here is that
they shouldn't do that. That's what it sounds like.
Shouldn't do that.
And then he died.
Maimer's punishment was he.
I don't know if it was punishment, but yeah. The point is, it was very relevant then, because now he's probably got some notes. Chachire Narshai, the minhag of this place called Narash. Tikasvi hachi mashgein li planya ra leplanya. They would write on their documents, so-and-so deposited this land with me, or to so-and-so. So-and-so to so-and-so. V'hadar chachara minei. And then he did what? What's chachar?
It says he leased it back from him.
What? Why would they do that?
Again, as we were talking about yesterday, the mortgagee is in possession, unlike what we do today. And he leases it back to the mortgagor. We kept talking yesterday about the mortgagee is in possession and who gets the produce. But in this case, the mortgagee, it doesn't stay in possession, but leases it back to the mortgagor. I mean, to us today, this is very foreign because the mortgagee is just automatically in possession until he defaults.
Okay, so this is basically the borrower gives a collateral to the seller, and the seller leases it back to the borrower.
Yes.
That's not foreign. That's what we do, no?
No, not at all. There's no lease. The mortgagor is always in possession until he defaults and that the property is foreclosed on.
But the person that has the property is the one that's paying it off. That's my point. That's what's going on here, right?
Well,
the lova is now releasing back the field that he used as collateral.
In our case,
the lien's property
never loses possession to begin with.
Okay, yeah, okay, fine.
In this case,
there's no switching of hands,
right,
but yes.
The malva takes possession and leases it back.
My point is that it's similar in the sense that the one who has the property is the one paying off the loan with the lien's property.
Right.
Emas kanad akniel niele. When does he take possession of it?
But when did the creditor acquire it to transfer it to the debtor? Hence, its interest thinly hence, it is direct interest thinly disguised. This rent is nothing more than interest.
All right, because you're just paying him more to get the land back.
Right.
Okay. V'haidna dekakas ve'hachi kanina mine v'shahina kama idane. Bnei Narash changed what they did, and instead they write kanina mine v'shahina kama idane. The Malva acquired the field, and then it stayed by him for a little bit, which I have in parentheses is 3 years. V'hadar chachara. Then he leased it back. And this was to the benefit of the Malva, so that he would continue, or Milavim would continue giving out loans. But at the same time, Vilav Milsi, it's not proper to do that. Even if he has it a few years, if he's giving it back and charging extra for that field afterwards, that's considered like ribis.
Boy, that was a tough mission. Yeah.
All right, new Mishnah. Ein moshivin chemni l'machtis sachar. We don't give a person produce to sell for half of the profit. What does this mean, machtis sachar?
It says for half the profit.
He give his goods to sell in his shop and take half of the share in the profits into this arrangement. The retailer generally accepted complete responsibility for half the stock, and even if it appreciated, rendered payment in full. Consequently, the half is a loan, since the owner takes no risk whatsoever, and the labor of selling the second half for the owner's benefit is interest on the first, and hence forbidden. I mean, this is today, which
the owner is making more money than he should.
Sounds like selling on consignment.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, like, the person who sells it gets some of the profit. And the person who gave it gets the other part of the profit. What's the problem with that? I guess the working assumption is that the person who gives the goods should relinquish all rights to the profits.
So
you can look at this in different ways. You could just call that ona also.
Under this
charging him more than the things worth.
The retailer generally accepted complete responsibility for half the stock.
Oh.
And even if it depreciated, rendered payment in full. Consequently, the half is a loan, since the owner takes no risk whatsoever in the labor of selling the second half for the owner's benefit as interest on the first. I don't totally understand.
The store owner is basically working for someone else's profits in the second half. If you're splitting them up. I don't know what's wrong with that. It's considered like a collateral.
Since, I guess maybe since he
it's all relative.
Under a normal consignment arrangement today, I don't know totally how it works, but I think if the thing doesn't sell,
goes back.
You just give it back.
Yeah. V'lo yitein ma'os likach b'hem peres
ma'aseh. You're like, you know, the retailer is taking complete responsibility and owes the guy for his half no matter what.
Right. Which I guess that would be unreasonable, but that's all also just relative to what the price of the goods are. You could just say that that's the price of the goods instead of just saying, you know, it's on condition that you sell it. Like, you, I don't know.
The way he explains it here, even if, let's say, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to sell this, I'm putting this on commission, and you sell this for $20, and it just isn't worth $20 anymore.
Right.
It appreciates, and it's $10.
The
retailer, the consignee, still owes the guy
from the original
$10 or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that just sounds like that's what he's charging, which I said before. It just sounds like Ona, potentially. I don't know why this is a ribbis thing, but let's keep reading. Maybe the Gemara will talk about it. And you shouldn't give a person money.
Maybe it is Ona. Maybe we switch back.
Yeah, that would be surprising. But and you shouldn't give money to take fruit for half of the value that the one who gets the money should buy with those fruit only half. I guess he's getting it at a discount, and now he's selling it for a profit, and he's giving half the profits back to the owner. El im ke no sein lo scharo kepoel, unless the one who gives him the money works with him as an employee. Okay. And therefore, it's not like a loan. I guess that's what we're saying. Ein moshivin tarnagolin lemechza. A person shouldn't give chickens. I guess the eggs of chickens, maybe.
One may not give eggs to a fowl keeper for hatching the latter to receive half the profits, but on the other hand, take full responsibility for half the eggs. I guess in all these cases, if you are both taking half the risk and half the reward, it would be okay. But if you're not both taking half the risk, you know, the person you're giving them to somehow is, you know, guaranteeing you your half. Which just doesn't seem clear in the Mishnah at all, but that's what.
Let's keep reading. Maybe we're going to talk about it. Ein shaman agalin usiach lemechza. You can't give a similar arrangement for carriages. What's siachim? I don't know. It's like a. Some kind of animal?
Unassessed calves and colts.
Oh, agalin here are calves. Calves and what? Goats?
Colts.
Okay, horses.
Foals, but
okay, same type of thing. El im ke nosin los charamalo umzono, unless you pay the worker for raising the animals. Aval mekablin agalin usiach lemechza, but you can accept them for half. I'm not really sure what the difference is. One is assessing them for half, and one is accepting them for half. Okay.
Without assessing their value at all. You're not guaranteeing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my impression is that in each of these cases, the consignee, or if you will, is guaranteeing.
Okay.
A half.
a specific amount to the owner. Okay, and you can, and the one, the shepherd or whoever takes the animals, to give the worth back to them, you can raise them until they are a third of their adulthood.
Third grown.
Yeah, whatever that means. V'chamor ad shtei toanes, and a donkey until it can carry stuff. Let's see the Gemara. Tana.
Hear what they say. What he says here is that when the breeder, when they die, the consignee has no responsibility. That's good.
Okay.
And there's no no assessed value to begin with. So there's no guarantee of a certain amount of money.
Okay. Tana kapol batel. The Braisa says that when the Mishnah says that you give him like a employee, it doesn't mean that you give him the full payment of an employee, but rather kapol batel. You give him the amount of a worker who is not really doing much. It's the, like the least amount of payment for Paul. Mike Paul Bato, what does that mean? So Amar Baye, Kapol Bato Shel Osta Malacha De Bato Mine. Like a worker who is doing that work, but is not doing a lot of work.
He's been idled from that particular work that he's given up to become a storekeeper.
Okay, how much you'd be paid to not do that?
You should be paid the salary an average person would accept to leave his particular employee.
To not do that. How much would you take to not work? Utsricha. Anyway, I guess you have to give all these examples. Ditana Chenveni.
What he would.
Chenveni who?
Go from strenuous work to lighter work.
All right, let's go. Ditana Chenveni. Chenveni who desagile kapo abatel. When it comes to the store owner, that one's like a Paul Batel that you would pay them to not work. Mishim delo nafish tirche, it's not so much effort. Aval malos likach ben peros, but the money to buy other produce, de nafish tirche, the work is more. Ema lo sagile kapol batel, maybe it's not good enough to pay him off as a poel batel, maybe he deserves more. Ve'i tana malos likach ben peros, and we only talked about the one with produce. Hava amina hasim hu debay kapol batel, maybe only in that case would you have to pay him like a poel batel, mishim de nafish tirche, because the work is a lot. And therefore, it would require, and if you don't give him a lot of money, it would look like the payment is not good enough. Aval chenveni delo nafish tirche, but when it comes to the store owner, when he's not working so, or he's not so effortful, ema sagile be mashu ba'alma, maybe just giving him a little bit would be enough to pay him off. Dafilo taval yumau ela betzir, because even if it's not, if it's only enough to dip his bread in, I don't know,
sauce
of some kind. Vinegar v'lo achal imo ela guro geres achas, one dry fig zeus charo. Maybe that would be enough. Tzricha, therefore, the Mishnah teaches you have to give him the same kapol batel in both cases. All right, I'm not really sure what that has to do with anything. But kama yizei v'tana gol malin. Simon. Tana rabbanan, kama hu scharo, how much does a owner have to give to the worker, the one who's working for half? That's really relevant to him to make it not, I guess, abusive. So it doesn't look like he's working with a loan or something. So bein meruba bein muat. Bein meruba bein muat. Divrei Rabbeinu. As long as he agrees on an amount at the beginning for his working, that this is the money he's getting for work. At least it's a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo lo tava lema el betzir v'lo achle ma el begor garzacha zeus charo. Even a little bit to allow him to dip, or a little bit to allow him to have a dried fig. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer. No sin lo schar mishalim. He says, Rishu Merichai, that you have to give him a full poel batel's payment. Okay, like we said before. Tana Rabbanan, in shamin, lo asa izim, lo asa rechilim, lo kol davar she'en osa v'ochel. You do not give by calculation.
Profit sharing.
Goats or sheep and nothing that doesn't V'lo kol davar she'eino osev hu v'ochel. That he does work and doesn't eat?
And does he? That doesn't work for its food, like donkeys or...
Oh, okay. L'mechza. You shouldn't do that. L'mechza, if it's not something which is... She'eino osev. Who's not doing osev? Who's eino osev? An animal which doesn't do much for you. It just sits there and you have to take care of it. And it's effort to take care of this animal. So then you have to pay the person to take care of it. Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shaman, Esa, Izen, you can calculate.
You can do this half profit thing.
You can do a half profit share for a goat without paying the worker. Because they give milk, and therefore he's able to keep the milk.
Yeah,
that's his hourly wage, whatever. And the sheep is okay also because he gets to keep the wool, and anything that comes from, I don't know, the other thing is shotvos mortos.
It says when they are shorn, rinsed, or plucked.
I guess he gets to keep the wool of all of those processes. I don't know. The es hatarnegoles mimneshi osev ocheles. Because what?
We just created exceptions for
them. Right. But what does this mean? The chicken, because it does work?
Produces eggs.
Uh-huh. And that could be his payment. Because he's not selling the eggs, he's selling the chicken. So that's the eggs go to him. Tanakama giza v'chalav lo sipik. That's not enough. L'schar mal mizono. That doesn't cover the cost of raising the animal. The Gemara said, no, b'giza v'chalav kuli ama lo pligi. When it comes to the shearings and the milk, everyone agrees that you don't have to give enough. That you don't have to give any more. Oh, this is saying the Tanakam Giz V'chalav Lo Sipek. The Schar Malu Mzono. Does the first opinion hold that it's not good enough? Of course that's good enough. That's a lot. So Gemara says, no, everyone agrees when it comes to Giz V'chalav. Ki pligi bin nas yuve visosre. If you're only going to give, what is this?
Whey
of the milk and the
wool refuse.
The refuse of the wool.
Which is
not so much.
Wool that comes off through rinsing or through...
Right, the other ones, not the literal shearing.
Thorns, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not enough. That's presumably not enough for the Tanakama. Tanakama savar la krevi shim var yochai. De amr nos and los char mishalim. That you have to give a full poel batel salary. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda savar la kavua. De amr afilu lo tavalimo el b'tzir. Velo achlim ala gorgar esacha zeus charo. Which means he thinks the dregs is good enough, because even a little bit is good for the salary. Tana Rabbana Maskar, Sishim L'chaver, Tana Golos V'Shnei Avrochin, that a woman can rent out, is that what that means?
Something like that.
Rent out her chicken for two eggs worth, or chicks worth. She can... Basically, say, give me two eggs worth for myself, and I'll raise your chicken. Is that what's going on? I think that's what's happening. Isha l'cha'amr l'chaveret t'tarnagol l'sheli yubetzim shelichi. Someone who says, the chicken's mine and the eggs are yours. V'ani v'at nachluk b'afrochen, and we'll split the chicks. So then... That's also Rabbi Yehuda Mata, Rabbi Shimon Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says that's good. Rabbi Shimon says it's not good because you have to give her also a payment for her work and her efforts.
The
first one is interesting.
Full responsibility for the eggs receives no extra compensation for her trouble.
The first one, it's a rental. The second one, because it's a nachlok, that's a profit share. Once you're just using the person as an employee, you have to pay them. Rabbi Yehuda lo bayis char malum zano ikabetsim zaros. Rabbi Yehuda lo bayis char amal mizono. Does Rabbi Yehuda not believe that you have to pay a worker for their wages, for their efforts? So ika beitzim muzaros. There are eggs that are not going to be split.
Translates it here as addled eggs.
I think it's like unfertilized or something like that. That they're not all going to turn into chicks.
They were incubated but failed to develop embryos.
And she can keep those. Okay. Tana Rabbana Mak Mishnah Galhalo Schar Kantaf. A place which has a what? A custom to give money.
You give a porter's fee.
Oh, porter's fee. Yeah. Okay. Kataf, like a shoulder. Schar Kataf, Lemaos Lebehema. For what an animal?
Who raises a young animal.
Oh, you give Schar Kataf, Lemaos Lebehema. Meaning that he's not actually a porter, but that's the salary you give them, like the Paul Batel case. Malin ve'ein mishanim minhag medina, that's good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, shaman egal imimo, usiach imimo. You evaluate the calf with its mother and the foal with its mother. Vafil mak mishnah galhalo schar kataf lamos. Even in a place where you give that amount for the raising, the fee of raising it. But you don't have to do it otherwise if you're doing it with the mother. You don't have to give any other. You don't have to give any more money than the schar kataf, I guess. It's the same. It's the same price. Same salary would work. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo bayis schar malum zono. Does he not believe you have to give more for the extra effort that it's involved besides the schar kataf? Ika galalim. Does that mean feces?
Yeah.
He gets fertilizer. Free fertilizer. V'idach. And what's the opinion of the Tanakhama says that you can't get away with just schar kataf. You have to give them more if you're taking it with the animal. With
he
the
wants to get rid of that anyway.
He doesn't want. He doesn't want fertilizer. Amrev Nachman halach Reb Yehuda Pastor Reb Yehuda that the owner is allowed to... is allowed to just give the profit share. He doesn't have to pay at all. A little bit. You just give him a little bit, so it's not ribbis. V'halach k'rebi Yosef b'Rebi Yehuda, v'halach k'rebi Shimon Gamliel. And the pasuk k'rebi Yosef b'Rebi Yehuda, that you can do the animals half profit share, and they can get like the dregs of the milk and the wool. And we pass Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if it's done with the mother, you don't have to give another schar katef because they're going to be able to get the fertilizer. Okay, I think we have to stop there. Wow, I think we were just talking the whole time about paying workers as opposed to saying, oh, the profit is your payment. Basically, if, like you were saying before, it's, you have skin in the game. So you have, if you're the one with the skin in the game and the actual effort, you have to be paid for the effort.
Right.
Not just get money from it.